You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight podcast on CNBCTV18.com. This is your host Kanushka Sarkar, bringing you top developments on the pandemic from India and around the world. First up is some good news in terms of India's infection tally as of August 10th. The country recorded a single-day spike of under 29,000 cases, which is the lowest in 147 days. The active cases have also dipped below 4 lakh after a gap of 13 days, and at present, the active cases are the lowest in 139 days. Meanwhile, the daily toll due to the virus was below 400. Moving on, in order to revive the pandemic-battered tourism sector in Kerala, the state government has rolled out a bio-bubble system. This will insulate tourists from the viral infection to the maximum. Bio-bubbles are sanitized, safe and secure environments where people within them likely to come into contact with the tourists are vaccinated. Meanwhile, in Maharashtra, the COVID task force has discussed the possibility of granting more relaxations and restrictions while observing precautions. It has also deliberated on tackling the possible third wave of the pandemic, requirement of medical oxygen, and increasing the pace of vaccination. The state government is now preparing new guidelines after receiving various suggestions and instructions from doctors, experts, and government departments. The focus of a discussion held by top officials on the evening of August 9th was basically on how to introduce further relaxations while observing precautions. The government is now listing new areas where more relaxations can be introduced. Next up, it is possible that we'll soon see a ramped up production of vaccine doses in the country as the government has given approval to Bharat Biotech's Ankleshwar-based manufacturing plant to produce Covaxin. Moving on, Canada has decided to extend its ban on passenger flights arriving from India to September 21st. The ban was first imposed in April and has already been rolled over several times. However, the measure does not apply to cargo flights or medical transfers. A new study has linked COVID-19 during pregnancy with higher risk of preterm birth. According to the Lancet study, researchers in the US have found that the risk of very preterm birth, which occurs at least less than 32 weeks of gestation, was 60% higher for people infected with COVID at some point in their pregnancy. Meanwhile, the risk of any preterm birth or giving birth at less than 37 weeks was 40% higher. Moreover, for those who had hypertension, diabetes, and/or obesity, as well as COVID, the risk of preterm birth rose 160%, according to the study. The study's lead said, and I quote, "Preterm birth is associated with many challenging outcomes for pregnant people and babies, and very preterm births carry the highest risk of infant complications," unquote. The lead added that the results of the study point to the importance of preventive measures, including vaccination, to reduce COVID infection among pregnant people to prevent preterm birth. Meanwhile, in an update from India, the government has said over 3 lakh COVID vaccine doses have been administered to pregnant women till August 4th. But in some better news, an analysis says that global eradication of COVID-19 is more feasible than it is for polio. However, it is considerably less than what it was for smallpox, according to an analysis published in the journal BMG Global Health. Public health experts from a university in New Zealand noted that vaccination, public health measures, and global interest in achieving this goal all make eradication of COVID-19 possible. However, they said the main challenges lie in securing sufficiently high vaccine coverage and responding quickly enough to immune escape variants of the virus. I looked at some more news on the global front. China has reported over 180 new coronavirus cases, the highest single-day rise since the current outbreak that began last month amid growing concern over the Delta variant. This figure includes 108 locally transmitted cases. Meanwhile, Pakistan has decided to ban travel for unvaccinated people from October. This comes as an effort to counter the reluctance shown by citizens to get themselves vaccinated against COVID. Domestic air travel in Pakistan has already been banned from this month, while teachers, students, and public servants have been asked to get vaccinated by the end of August. In Sri Lanka, on the other hand, the government has decided to extend the current COVID vaccination program to include those below 30 years of age, as young people infected with COVID are making up a third of hospital admissions in the country. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.